so much for being here. It's very busy on the floor here at VR, I see.
Extremely busy.
Good sign for 2020 for gold.
So.
All right. How long could you last without your phone?
How long did I last?
Without your phone.
Oh, an hour.
An hour. That's pretty good. How often do you check the billboards on Stockhouse for Nighthawk?
It's not a fun pastime of mine,
okay.
So I try not to.
All right. Yep. Fair enough. What is the ringtone on your phone?
The ringtone is the default setting.
Perfect. Me too. I love it. Okay. What's the best piece of advice that you've ever received?
No regrets. Live life with
good.
No regrets.
Oh, I love that. Yep. Okay. What is the best advice you've ever received?
Probably to always save money.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, for sure. I have trouble with that sometimes.
Yeah.
What do you think the highest gold price is going to be in 2020? Just a guess.
I think we'll probably touch 1,400 on the low end and get up to 1,800 on the high end.
Okay, good. If you weren't in gold and the CEO of a gold company, what would you be doing?
Probably a base metal company. That was early in my career. Kind of exciting deposits. I like them. A little boring compared to gold right now, though.
Right. Okay, cool. What other companies are catching your eye, or what other plays or what other sectors are catching your eye right now?
Well, what I really like is some of the new artificial intelligence work that's going on.
Tell me a little bit about what you're seeing and why you're excited about what's going on in Vancouver.
Well, my speech was regarding macro forces that are impacting resources. And so I talked from China, and I explained that 7 years ago, they had a debate and they had a Gordon Chang to be able to anti-China, and well, I was wrong. And then I showed a visual since then. China's up 100%, and the Vancouver Index is off 36%. And Canada's up 60%. So I think being along China is probably a smarter move. And then I talked about the great shift of gold 2015 from North America to Switzerland, being refined, going to China, and that China now became the gold price maker, not taker. So these changes are very significant, and now we're starting to see the trough in gold has taken place, and gold stocks, and prior to me coming on was Ross Beaty. And Ross Beaty is usually very early of catching a new industry trend, and he's now building his gold mining company, and he did a phenomenal interview with Marin. So it was we're in a secular bull market, especially for gold.
Tell me about some special things you're seeing or what your highlights have been so far at VRIC.
Well, this is the Mecca, right? I mean, the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference is like in the city where all the junior resource companies are headquartered, where all the capital is, where all the IR people are. And so you got to come to this conference every year if you're involved in the resource space as a speculator or as a company or as a member of the media that covers it. And so what's hot so far? I mean, it's just the environment in general. If you've been here for the past 5 years, you know that it's been obviously a resource bear market, and this resource hall was half as full, not only half as full with investors, but half as full of companies that weren't willing to pay $8,000 a booth in the bear market, right? And so it's exciting just to see the fervor here.